Islamic leaders in Pakistan today gave their full backing to military operations in the Swat Valley to uproot the Taliban. And they also called on the Organization of Islamic Countries to remain united against the extremists. Philippa Hitchin has more on the story.
On Monday, the JUP, an organization of experts on Islamic law, unanimously adopted a 9-point resolution rejecting the Taliban's version of Sharia and condemning the beheading of innocent people in Malakand. The president of the Catholic Bishops' Conference in Pakistan, Archbishop Lawrence John Saldana of Lahore, welcomed the move as a positive step. But at the same time, he urged immediate intervention to stop the drama of the 1.5 million refugees who have fled the war in the Swat Valley. Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani has promised that no stone will be left unturned in efforts to help the refugees. For its part, the United Nations says failure to respond to one of the most dramatic displacement crises in recent times could generate further instability. Sebastian Brack is the International Committee of the Red Cross spokesman in Pakistan.
But a majority of the IDPs, the internally displaced people, finding shelter, makeshift accommodation, empty schools, empty houses. Only a minority are actually finding their way into camps, which makes it more difficult for the aid community or the state try and provide for them.
On the ground, meanwhile, operations continue with army helicopters and fighter jets bombarding the extremist stronghold of Mingora. Washington has pressed Islamabad to crack down on al-Qaeda and Taliban strongholds along the Afghan frontier, saying the militants threaten not only US and NATO troops in Afghanistan, but also nuclear-armed Pakistan itself. I'm Philippa Hitchin.